Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. All the blessing be upon the service, Father. Thank you for being with us throughout this time of retreat. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Before you take your seats, I would love to read you something profound from God's Word. Luke chapter 12, and then right after that, we can take our seats. Luke chapter 12. From verse number 47, profoundly prophetic, the Bible said, "And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and committed things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it be already kindled?" These are the words of Jesus. May God bless the reading of his word. Let me reiterate the part that says, "But unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they shall ask them all." You may be seated in the presence of God. I want to thank God for Uncle Chris and the team, the great work you guys are doing. Phenomenal clap for them as they take their seat as well. Are you clapping or you want to clap? Retreat to the Komu Bebe. Until I come now, I can't do my own. Want to thank God for my father, Reverend Steve, my father, Reverend Stanley, my wife, Mama Jane, and mother, for honoring us with this prestigious place to come have our retreat. We don't take it for granted. We clap in it here. And yet, this is not part of my submission or presentation, but let me put it this way. Those last days have too many desperate people seeking the same position or office you are vying for. And if you really want the Lord to use you, you need to be aggressive enough. It can't seem natural because, you know, I'm telling my wife, I go to places and I see God replacing people. God replacing people. I'm telling you. In the next 5 years, not too many, 5 years from now, many pulpits in this country will be replaced. Oh, when you have a beard, prophetically, many politicians will be replaced. You don't believe what I'm talking about. 5 years ago, the Minister of Information, Honorable Kwejo Opong Nkrumah, had nothing to do with politics. Only 5 years ago. Now he is your Minister of Information. That is an indication, an indicative. God is raising new masters. I want to talk to an emergent generation. They Yeah. Many of the names you hear are already ex-anointed. Ex-anointed. You can perform, but the presence is gone. Mm-hmm. Keep performing. Share no my line on her app. As much as he been tene. It's coming. And the enye ni pa ni entertain you. Ni nyame on kunkun jina bonten no hey. Hey, me pass me kasa chile badjo mani sun sumuni pa. Too many canal people and they feel this thing is some kind of entertainment. Hey, mami kasa manjira o Satan, Lucifer. Well, what flair, voice, charisma, and all the things that you people here have. That you who are in a D, a dream. And I want to use the opportunity to tell you, because this last days is a generation for very serious people. We be bring you serious. Hey, mama, a matter of time, if I break out one of these live leaves and drop it here, it will not wither immediately. Give it time. Hey, mini mini pa bebe jumani mu wombe jidi. Me mu body because me person me pe problem. Mama mu organizer si. Mini mfa kwa me debe kwa me ke kani said ya me pe biya. Obi enti mi nyehe. Ubi enti mi nyehe. Me mane nye semo platform so nam kano mi nye nsa. Wachina me debe kwa W3, me debe kwa F5, me timi ya ke kani sedi ya mpibia, me timi ya kwa Vision 1, me ke kani sedi ya mpibia, ifiwa me debe kwa KFM, kwa UTV, tini sedi ya mpibia. Ubi ya pesi ya tini diya mani, me tedi ya mani no. Ubi ti. Kasa macho tini. Inipa me brebe jumenim. And God is, you know, God has replaced. I mean, when I look at the flair, how they started, when they sang in those days, you will cry, Abrayamro. The presence, the power of God, present to heal. And I'm many of your people now, because Adianwaye, you know, it comes with a lot of exposure. And the exposure comes with it comes with a lot of accolades. Once you are exposed, it comes with accolades. The moment our people, the so-called gospel musician, the moment they started using verbosity or verbosious statements and vocabulary like, I thank all my fans, they started going down. It's not about you. You thank your fans. You thank your fans. I thought that God does not share his glory with anybody. You thank your fans. Then they started feeling like they are celebrities. A big deception that have entered into the church of God. Then, you know, I'm a celebrity, you know, so taking photographs, giving autographs and all that kind of thing. I think that is not enough. We've taken it to another level. And what we have done is that we have taken the glory of God. Yeah. I've taken the glory of God. Increasingly, it may not look like it, but that's what it is. That's what it is. And say, what's it? Oh, perform well. Suit me performing. I touch you. Biana, you know, any pan any check. I thought all these secular guys are doing that job. One more jinkroff winning. That's why, that's what our people have also gotten themselves into. And that is why, you know, we hear songs and we hear things like, Charles Wesley never did that. And Charles Wesley's songs, after 300 to 400 years, we still sing it. and the hey, ho, 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 are you here? Lift up. Let me hear you. Let me see you. Let me. In 2 weeks, we don't want to hear it again. Something is missing. And that is the presence of God. God's empty in here. No crack it where you came. And why you now when you're me suffer? We can't say this. I want to, before I come to the real call, why I am here. Most of our gospel musicians, as many as 80% of our gospel musicians in this country, don't have a local church like this they attend. 80%. They don't have a pastor. They say, this is my spiritual parent. They speak to me. I'm a beku. They jump from one place to the other. One place to the other. They sing. They take their honorarium or shabu or whatever, payu, whatever. Solid. They but pew, they are off. You know. So word of God. Into a mind. A drama. They are your gospel musicians. Then I'm catching up. We don't just talk. We have serious information. Some of these people, their wives come to church. So we know what we are talking about. And God to you one woman so I made you much hotel then. And I don't want to talk to you. So, men, don't joke. If you are safe through you, so you will move in to send you secular guys. They have turned into entertainers. The presence is gone. And when the presence goes, you can decide to do what Rehoboam did. You can replace the gold shields with brass, and it looks the same. It looks just the same. But you know that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth. It's just a matter of time. Time will tell. Where does wada now? And that is why you see all these people. The Christian music now has nothing to do with the scriptures. And so I will use the opportunity to define gospel music. Gospel music is the gospel of Jesus Christ put into music. The gospel of Jesus Christ personified in music. Our lyricists are not biblicists. Our lyrics has nothing to do with the scriptures. It has turned into self-centeredness, selfishness, self-aggrandizement, and the church have accepted it. You call it gospel. The gospel has nothing to do with you. The gospel centers only the Christos. Finish. You free him. What we are failing to understand is that God does not share his glory. We are so fair. Same thing Lucifer did. The Lord cut him off. He was the anointed cherub, not just the cherub, anointed. Yes, hope I saw Jerry be a new young woman found was a war of a cattle. Tinibabe, a radia cattle. He said, at two performance. This old performer. He told me, I know what he asked for Akahon. Because Adiano, they say, you're two and come. Tino Joseph. Wait. The gospel. Something is lost. It's the presence. Make us so much so tiny. And if I speak, you know, these people, they easily get offended. And they go like, why are you putting somebody down and whatever thing? Why don't everybody focus on their ministry? So that we meet in heaven. You have been called to sing, to play instruments. I have been called to rebuke you. That's my job. He said, Opa, my man for telephone and two speaker. I saw the demo. Na me mfra wo gospel music me wo be bre number so me from na me two speaker na yin na yin tie conversation kaso me wo program be next Sunday na gambe se mo be bo program na se aso sao ene ene me manager nka se na me so manager the investment nka se ntin ma fra wo yo sir. All right, ye be born da ben yumre. Okay, time ben sir, so okay, and yeah, okay. And am I 15,000? Am I 15,000? For a 7 minute ministration. Na ye ya ye kike muno sen ye je. Ye ya fi free premier. Sen ye je. Ni ama wo 15,000. Tian ye! Ube tiye. That is why the people that play instruments have turned into like some kind of gigsters who are there to help the church. Yeah. And so, omoboyi I know omo chain. Euni amunju go offering him nam fire the amina. Enko. Ebradi ajuma pan ya any say. Same thing na moyare diabetes, ne high blood pressure, and hypertension. And by phone be kumo. Tianye! When I look at the death of Abraham, the keyboardist of Soul Winners, it was a statement to Ghana gospel musicians. But yensien nyansen bien frim. Abranti the potential sequence from waporo. When you born awareness, watch your doom. Your doom is so prolific and profoundly prophetic to the point that when I preach a message, even this message I'm talking to you, I don't look at it as preaching. But let's say that I begin to preach the word of God. I take, you know, a particular text and I begin to exegete the text. I do an exegetical presentation of a particular text. This evening or afternoon. And then we give ourselves 100 years. If you are still alive, you will never remember what I, 100 years, 10 years, but only 10 years. You will remember, though, he came to the retreat. He spoke very powerfully. Because what will make you feel, make you remember that I spoke very powerfully is how you felt when I spoke. And so he spoke very powerfully, but I can't remember what he said. But if I put the same text I preached into a song, and then we sing it, give ourselves 500 years, the same word will be sung by generations. Until your cast will be a gospel singer, a gospel instrumentation or instrumentalist or minister of instruments, or, you know, they are producers of instruments, whatever, producers of music and all that kind of thing. Are you serious calling than the preachers? Cheers, Monica. One son, boom, boom, boom. They move. They move down, watch. Because this thing is an epicenter where God has placed his holy name. You are going to raise the name of the Lord and all that, you know, and truth must leave you before you come here. In other words, you must purge yourself before coming here.
But I'm telling you, so when you be in any fire when you hua, Ubehuno say, Yipe wahe, akushifuofa.
I'm telling you. I'm serious. And we know it within ourselves because you cannot deceive yourself. The greatest decision, the greatest deception will be self-deception. The devil lied to himself first. That, hey, Lucy, baby, there's nothing wrong with you. And when Lucifer convinced himself that you're good. And then the Lord just struck him down. So, he came with the anointing. The anointing did not leave him. So he has distributed some for Michael Jackson and all these other guys, and they're doing the work. I only mention Michael Jackson because he cannot wake up to come and defend his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Our voice, but a book ticket is a umuad you fear. The dimpen for a term, and yet turning in tone. But with the mic is shunning, sir, heaven, a better nasa assessor. It's a tunum that way, yes, I'm so unwilling. Yet tunum to your near juma. A juma dear topa. Yet tunum to your now, dear. Your idea into me what there is a sterile spirit on the church. The sterility, It means one more. So soon, Yamia, what yes, a pa. And the juma of when you juma did the swivel chemo, a condition bomb. Now swabble but tongues. We university 3 years in Unyajma. And so to him, something is wrong. And it's the presence that is gone.
Gakane, because we'll be here with Adyajma and they're going to do, you know, Apostle Peter, and him, Brother Francis Kwesiamu Akunum, Auntie Grace Adumfanum, Apostle James Makionum, Reverend Christella Yohane Num Zimaman Num Abuku Biheya Swamu Ba Ahena Ane Yekwaye Lankwantanay Ahena Ane Yekwaye Swamu Ba Kwayemu Abeifu Tuyirem. They didn't have voice. The songs that worry we rewo Ajinguayasu worry we rewo. No good voices. Demons flee in the next 2, 3, 4 towns. Where is that power? We need that power back. Where is that power? We have become too petty. I don't know how many she. We na ribe ni amia juma. Oh, on te wo calling us. Boy, we know him a boy that an abeje me boy. Ah, enim gwasi amudi gu Yesu no. And I even realized that even among so-called gospel musicians now, little exposure, they begin to fight among themselves. Husband, wife, just little exposure. Now they begin to claim credit. All the enemy knows he cannot distract you. The enemy knows he cannot kill you. He cannot stop you. So the only thing he can do is help you distract yourself and help you kill yourself and help you destroy yourself. That's all he's looking for. Daninati worshiped me because he had something to offer us. At 49. And that age brings to mind, because most of my colleagues died at that age. Maxwell Champong died at 49 with leukemia. Yawajiman Bedu died at the same age with leukemia. Same leukemia. It brings me a lot. And it tells me, see, you were baby call. And don't be deceived to think that, you know, I am the, you know, the cherub, the greatest voice and all that. God has angels. The God you are worshiping is surrounded with angels. And your voice cannot be compared to that of angels. And so it is a privilege for you to stand in his presence and lift holy hands. So if we can sing, if we can touch lives, we can, you know, it is just by the grace of God. And learn how to give him all the glory. If you have influence and you can talk on the internet, you have followership and, you know, following and all that, use that influence responsibly. Use it responsibly. I'm telling you. When I look at somebody like Nathaniel Bassey, I see David in the Bible. The man loves God. This guy called Nathaniel can set apart 1 month and say, the Lord says he needs my worship. I should lead the world to worship. 3 years ago when he started that thing, CNN recorded him. CNN. CNN. Satan. And now free. Men am catching. Men ya can't wait. Ma can't wait. Wenum. Jai. Ochina met to us who are sorry. CNN went in there. Facebook. 2 million worshippers at the same time watching. 2 million. There is no gospel event that have recorded that followership on Facebook. Worship with the presence of God did that. And he is worshiping from his living room. The camera, small camcorder in his living room. And 2 million all over the world is worshiping with him. Hey, we need that heart. Oh, sorry, Akuma. We need Akuma Ebubu. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Self-denial, I need you. Your problem, man, I'm catching up. Your problem. And that is why, we'll be our worshiper automatically. Now, what do you will succeed? I'm talking about true worshipers. True worshipers. The reverence you lift up or lavish on God, you bring it, that same reverence is replicated to your partner or spouse. So you don't have a problem with submission.
Neither do you have a problem with love. And God, Christ, whilst you were worshiping, and said, Lord, Father, we love you. This statement is a statement that the church, the body of Christ, it has been a long time we said it. We love you. Jesus will love you. And can be. Everybody had was said, ah, maybe son of Sean when we know. The car no show when we know. Munfa Munsen, who don't free any person call. Munko na more problem. Munko na more problem, I'll be grand any pound. Huh? Kona wa problem radi shonwenu nyam ibreke and a breaking sadi and so kraba be jeradi enu nyam na spirit of Armageddon ibreke spirit of Abaddon ibreke zero papa ibreke fanse hunu kwa chiru eh say time obi enu wa hunu se wo je dare ya wodi niti be kwa kuwurem se nwosre dare wo subiribiri the devil will advise himself let him catch it up wo dare wo je biribiri let them try father what some you had here. Said a jack ah, when Jesus appeared on the land of the Gadareans, the demons manifested and said, Master Jesus, Son of the Living God, have you come to torment us before? Yes, mesaniku. Power is talking. Man lose power na mobo bonzi wuno. Spirit of why. Power ekasa woman nabe to you them. When the anointing is on you, you wouldn't need to know who is it. One more will introduce themselves and kick themselves out. The presence is gone. And when the presence goes, we need singers, we need songwriters, we need lyricists, we need composers. A difference between songwriters and composers. A songwriter writes a song and a composer puts it together. Puts it together. You need to put a refrain here. We need to put the chorus here and all that. They put it together and then, you know, make it. And even after the composers, you still need arrangers. Woman to Tony and all that kind of thing. But the amazing thing God has done that most of you sitting here, He has given it all to you. We best sorry and open and you more be instrumental is just like David. You just sleep and the rhythmical ability of heaven just drops on your spirit. And then you begin to write something and all that. But by the time we have our own gospel musician, we are telling ourselves they listen to secular and ungodly music to take inspiration. Where is the Holy Ghost? What is the job of the Holy Spirit? Just a word or not? Into number music and in patch you be. It's as secular and ungodly as the ungodly music. I have heard people say, I dat the mudie, a ya and you profane, a kasachi de ye, it na ya na a futu, me baby sa okosa. Wa fa babu mwa futu ewi. Wa ko fa adatem. We are ya chum! We're hypocrite! Babu, the advice, the counsel of the scriptures. You have not taken that yet. You go take ungodly music and secular music and tell me that those music speaks to you. It advises you and all the advice of four. No. A catch no. Advice of four power. And work of no. The reason is because the wisdom of this world is first sensual. Number two, devilish. Devilish. We won't miss words in telling them. Anybody that composed anything, as long as it does not bring glory to the Christ, it is ungodly and devilish. Period. Who's going to be more awesome? Because I know you are thinking, where did they bring this one from? Even if I didn't come here, I would have sent it to your inbox.
Because the reason why you can't clap is because we are all victims of it. You are celebrating your birthday. They play 1-2 gospel musicians and they put kakai in it. And that is why we can't see the glory of God. The Bible said in the book of Peter, and as your Father which called you is holy, be ye holy. And I'm trying to tell you, I'll finish with this. I have an ordination starting at 4. Let me put it this way and then we go. Everybody sitting here, you will stand before God and be judged. And God is going to judge the grace he gave you because he's given you your willpower. Before I will talk about anointing and the glory comes on us, the Lord replaces the present that is departed, I want to tell you what is ahead of you. Judgment awaits you. I'm telling you. I'm reminding you that our sister Ebony was more gifted than many of you in this place. If we're talking about gift. But what I'm talking about is not gift. I'm talking about calling. Ministry. You have been called to serve. Called to minister. Ministry means service. So you have been called. Set apart. Out of the lot. From the crowd. You have been called. Sanctified. Consecrated. Anointed. To stand before God and his people. That is ministry. Ministry is not the suits, not the cars, not the billboards, not the name, not the television, not the whatever. Ministry is selfless service unto God for the people. Ministry! I'm telling you. I was so saddened and broken and cut through my heart. When Dasibre Jamuna did secular ungodly music all his life and they call it his career. the world is so convoluted, decadent, and you know, it has so much deception to the point that Satan's agent will make sure that they polish it nicely and say that it's his career. All right, it's his career. Why do you arrest armed robbers? It's also their career. A Siakika said, it's his career. A DN career. Career with the free in a coin. Say a career, dear. And you trumu trumu, and see your career. If that is a career, then the gays are also career. Yeah. Then the prostitutes are also career. Then langas are professionals. Why do you arrest them? You arrest them? Interesting. Legalize them. Give them license. Yes, you bet me at Nekurumuha. Mumu on my license. Obi any license. I'm Roberts, license A. A1. I know you're almost at the tier above forever. Single barrel guns. Arm robbers with pump actions. License B2. License them also. It's his career. This guy did all this music. I was shocked. Had a scandal. Somebody set him up. The cocaine was, you know, the guy knew nothing about cocaine. Was planted in his bag. Went to jail in England for years, 4 or 5 years. When he came, sadness and sorrow only killed him. When he died, the news cameras went to his house in Kofodia. I was shocked that all he built in his name was a chamber and hall, which he left for his wife. and his brother had the audacity to take the chamber and hall from his wife and children, threw them out. Because the devil has nothing to offer.
Mudie, bankrofo ye kasachiro mumunti mumunyimi omohume sitanya. And I'm telling you, at the end of it all, you will know you have failed. You know, there was a magician who is still alive. He's an old man. He's in the central region. You go home and type, I don't know his name, so type Ghanaian magician in the 80s. Possibly pop up. This guy corresponded with Fela, the late musician in Nigeria. Wherever Fela performed, this guy also performed. Until one day, they said they were going to kill somebody and raise the person up in magic. And then they raised the person and the person could not be risen up. Then there was a court case that really struck through. If you go to this guy who flew everywhere around the world, business class, first class with Fela. This Fela guy I'm talking about was one of the most richest, if not the richest musician on the continent of Africa. He saw crowds and money. As for women, it was just a cheap commodity Fela will wash his face with, clean his teeth with women. I'm not talking because there are seven kinds of women in the scriptures. The top and last is a virtuous woman, Proverbs 31. But before that, Proverbs 5 talked about a woman from verse 3. He called that woman was Sanseniba. Proverbs 6 talked about a woman, called that man Kushiniba. Then Proverbs chapter 9, 13, Oba Kasafoye, Oba Kwasia. Put it on the screen for us. You know, look at that. A foolish woman is Clarimus. She is simple and knoweth nothing. He talked about that particular. Talked about that particular. Fella women, no? The woman Fella slept with on a daily basis is Proverbs 9:13. Kwasia mangwa. Saying I'm kind of scripture. Yeah, I'm a pep scriptures. I think it's scriptural. Once it's scriptural, I'm quoting scriptures. Same thing will be in the main gum bridge. In where you at the end, we are two free bathroom. I'm the issue. Two free bathroom. I'm the issue. Two near some car. We see the politicians will be in the main casa. As of you'll be in the main casa because I can't walk on the free the scriptures, the holy scriptures. Avro no mo nsua no mo huno sexy magazine wo mkan be den no huno ne make hey, let me close time now so but my main curse, let me say this profoundly to everybody. So all this flying over, go and see this magician, go and see where he lives, you will cry. It's always the end that matters. The beginning of a thing, that's not, it is the end thereof. TNA. I knew so many gospel musicians who died miserably. I don't want to mention names because it brings emotions to my spirit. One of the things that I will speak to you, then I talk about the anointing and we'll close, is that you are going to be very famous. You are going to be very popular. It goes with your job. It goes with your calling. It goes with your assignment. Let's say that you were a member of the Joyous Celebration. You travel everywhere. You meet everybody. I have met the Joyous Celebration many, many, many times. One of my daughters is in Joyous. Her name is Nozipo Perry. Nozipo, when the Lord gave me a word to prophesy to her, she was not part of Joy Celebration. JC had never conducted an audition in the area where she was. Somebody brought her to my meeting. The Lord gave me a prophetic word and said, I am going to lift you as a light. Your voice will be all over the world that people cannot resist it. At the time, she did not believe in the prophetic word. She was a student at the University of Zululand. You go type Nosy Popiri, you will meet a very, very strange individual. Her voice, I can't explain her voice. I have met many, many voices, but her voice is strange. She ministered in a convention whilst I was ministering also. The man of God, who is a very great father of faith, one of South Africa's fathers, when she lifted the song, the man of God burst into tears. And when he burst into tears, miracles broke forth in the meetings. The voice of that young lady carries a strange presence of God. Anointing I cannot explain. Now, she doesn't even think about what's the next trip. That's not her business. Her business is when you are on rehearsal, you travel to a particular location and then you rehearse. Your plane ticket will be sent to your email. Your, pocket money, everything will be sent to your account. And yours is just travel. 5-star hotels, all joyous. Team, from instrumentalists to sound engineers to voice trainers to all the other guys that are going to be the choreographers, costume guys and all that, makeup artists and all that. All of them 5-star hotels. They teach you how to handle fame. They teach you. That is one thing that is not taught in this country. They teach you when your face is everywhere and your name is everywhere. They teach you how to handle that. So that it doesn't go into this one. They let you understand that this is part of your calling. Everybody, South Africa has a population of almost 80 million people. And if you are on television, 80 million people are going to interact with you on a daily basis. In other words, when you get out of your car to the shopping mall, you will have people go like, hey, oh my God, is it you? Oh my God. You are going to learn to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So this 21st generation, I thank God for this training. We are training you just like the men and women that were born and armed in the house of Abraham. 318 people trained. Trained. I was your team again today. Trained. With that kind of training, marriage becomes easier. Relationships becomes easier. If you have training, oh God, help me push this. If you have training, there is no way, yesterday when you were speaking to me, you said this and today you have repeated it. And so I don't like that kind of thing. And you switch off your phone and you go off for 4 weeks. And this year you have been going off for 4 weeks for almost four times. So four. Weeks out of the years that God has given you, you go into a hibernative mood. Don't waste your life. When people are trained, they don't ask when they are, I am the man and I am not trained. Untrained, unskilled, the moment you get a call and you are not even my wife, you are only my fiance or beloved or whatever you call it, you are going to say, who called you? Where is this text message from? They trained you not to be over possessive. They train you not to be insecure. They train you not to be haphazard. They train you not to raise your voice at a woman. Because while they are in camp, women alone, when you put them in a place, we are going to stay in a compound house. All of us here going to stay in a compound house for only 1 month. And I'm only 1 month. And so they take them to camp and train them. So enjoy a celebration camp. It is not just singing. It's lifestyle.
how to relate, how to whatever, and all that kind of. I love when the voice trainers come. And they say things like, they take them to the beach and they let them listen to the sound of the waves. And they say, we want your voice to sound like that. The sound of waves. Sometimes they come out very loud. Sometimes it goes up and, you know, it faints out and all that. And they begin to train them. I'm telling you, by the time they leave you back home, you realize that they have curved a niche like a bottle of Coca-Cola or any bottle. And then they've poured the oil of anointing into the bottle. So the bottle, the water or the oil does not have a choice than to take the shape of the bottle. That is what this camp is all about. Training you that when the anointing comes on you, it does not just come into an empty place. It comes into a shaped structure.
Stand to your feet. Let's close.
When Mary of Magdala brought the box of alabaster into Bethany in the house of Simon, the Bible said that she broke the box. It was very precious spikenard oil. Interesting. Hear what I'm saying. The anointing is looking for available people. Not just that. Responsible people. Responsibility is not taking care of your duties. Responsibility is your ability to respond positively to a charge. How to quickly respond. That is why Eli said unto Samuel, go lay down, and when you hear the voice again, say, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. What Eli was doing was training the boy to master the voice of God. The voice of God, when it comes, requires a spontaneous response. Response. God can give you a song whilst I'm speaking, but your ability to respond to that song determines whether the song becomes a hit or not. Your ability. We'll be jacked with it very quickly and then write it down, or even get something, a recorder, and record it. And then they get home and say, God is a very serious person. And I realize that the Christians are not serious at all. When you mean you're very serious. We had a crusade at Cape Coast University last night. And then I was telling one of the guys, I said, God is a very serious person. Don't have this, you know, haphazard, lackadaisical attitude and expect to work with God. When you mean a serious businessman. I'm telling you. Very serious person. And he requires your response. Everybody in this place has a very special calling and special anointing on your life. But I'm going to tell you something profound. Your calling has a validity period. Your calling, it has a validity period. That is why my heart really breaks when a very strong group like Joyful Way have gone into a serious hibernation. Wake up! I'm telling them to wake up. It doesn't matter. The fact that we give birth to children doesn't mean we should go to sleep. The fact that we marry doesn't mean we should hang that calling on the shelves. It can't seem to any year. All these people you see on the joyous celebration, this is how they operate. Joyous celebration cannot be compared to Joyful Way in terms of inception. Joyful Way came into being before Joyous Celebration. Joyful Way started as Calvary Road, which is now Harvest Chapel. Now, why can't they do the same thing these guys are doing? Somebody was a different calling. I don't think so. I see gospel musicians, they get married, they release one hit, get married, they give birth to two children, and that's the end of them. And so we will come back later. And they try to come back, and it doesn't spark up. The reason is because your validity period is expired. Now there comes all of you, an emerging generation. So whilst you are busy in your hibernation, God is raising new masters or new voices. You don't see? Because excuses can be good, but it does not please God. Good excuse. God, I was having a divorce and I was not in a mood to sing. It's good excuse. But it doesn't please God. It doesn't please God. And I look at the way Islam is trying to tentacle itself. It's scary and concerning to the body of Christ. Now, they preach like we do. They used to preach with Ahuja horns. Now they're doing it with full ring speakers and subwoofers. Line arrays. They bring line arrays. Go to Kaswa. I was having a crusade at Kaswa. And these young men, at my age, they are also preachers for Islam. And just like I have a Bible reader, and then say, will it be a hammy and call? And then he said, Metro and St. Peter, was in the DN White Row, Joaquin Kame, say, Quay, same thing! These guys are quoting Quran, have a reader, and was watching us, I was saying, was it Quay? I was shocked. Shocked! Now you know what is coming? They are also having singers. Yeah. Singers. I was shocked at the Kawukudi Park when these guys now are doing deliverance, ministrations. They touch somebody, they go like, they fall down. I go like, which one is this one? To my amazement, now they are prophesying. Shocking. Your name is Amina, and Amina to you came from Mamprobi, and your house number is number 4. And the lady's like, oh my God. And I go like, we better wake up. I remember many years ago when Reverend Mary Ganza lifted a song at Orion. Simple song. 3 people in their wheelchairs just got up to lift hands unto God and realize that something had changed. Yep. Nobody touched them. Just worship. I think you are a very strange instrument in the hands of the Lord. And tonight, this evening, in this retreat, we need an impartation. We need a restoration, restitution, recovery of the presence of God. We need an archibald. The presence has come. The glory has come. We want to kick out an Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. May the grace of God bring the glory and the presence. Let me put it this way before we start. A young lady at your age was coming from school at 37 with her backpack. There's a cluster of schools on that stretch. There were 3 vultures that have come into that particular road and will not move, even when cars are coming. So they brought in the soldiers from the barracks. They came with guns. They shot one. It flew away. It didn't die. It flew. This is what we call African dynamics. It flew away. Then they shot the other. It flew away. This other one, they shot it over 11 times. It won't move.
When the young lady saw that, and by now TV3 cameras were filming for news. When the young lady saw that the bird did not move, at 11 bullets, she removed her backpack. And when, like, in the name of Jesus, ragadab, the moment she mentioned Jesus, the bird was like, pop, 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 pop. Removing demonic installations. It doesn't matter age. Power is talking. The young lady didn't come. You spirit of fine Jensen. We don't know. We're talking about anointing. I believe that there are different rankings and structure, rank and hierarchy in the demonic world. But they all respond to the power of God. Tietia, and was there here, Juma, diabetes in here, Juma. If you tell me that your pastor has diabetes, it means the anointing is gone. Fire in bones. Ah, Elijah's bones rose up a dead man. What are you talking about? Something must be wrong. Suffering a stroke. And then when you're a stroke. When I look at the divorce rates of our pulpiteers and the reasons for the divorce, I went to have a baby outside and my wife can't take it. Brother Banangadian, will fulfill this scripture. If anybody commits adultery, you have the right to divorce them. Period. Jesus said, if it is possible, and it's not possible for her, impossible. Ebe dene sɛ me dwama amfo betena. Please will be our boy dwama bia we didn't throw. You call them and say, "Where are you?" "I am at North Legon." But to please them, I will say I'm at Tesano. It's a lie. Instantly Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1 comes into the picture. He said dead flies causes the oil of apothecary to stink. So the dead flies destroy the anointing. Sacramentated woman, they say, will be true. No, I'm telling you something profound. You cannot be anointed and be a liar. Untimi one catch it. Untimi monsum. Control the deeper. And trod the deeper. How many people want the anointing of God? We will start with repentance. We will start tonight with repentance. I repent from all dead works. One of the things that the boys are struggling with is masturbation. 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 I am not joking. Many young men, very, 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 very gifted. You see, I didn't say anointed, gifted. But masturbation. What you mean, Master Bitima? We need to me here. This generation needs to hear the truth. Your two hands are lifted. F, sir.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.